My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try building little splurges into your life. Not only is elevating the everyday fun, it tends to be a more economical way of boosting happiness than buying big stuff. I was reminded of this tip while listening to one of my favorite podcasts, How to Money. A few months ago, hosts Joel and Matt interviewed personal finance bloggers Kirsten and Julian Saunders. The couple had paid off $200,000 in debt in a few years, which involved a reasonable amount of frugality. However, Kirsten noted that they made a point of elevating the everyday in order to feel like life was good and rich, even as they were socking away cash. The idea is that if you get a promotion or a raise, you might choose to spend some amount upgrading a relatively low-cost but frequent purchase. So, for instance, if you and your spouse share a bottle of wine once a week, and this opportunity for connection is a major highlight for the two of you, going from a $15 bottle to a $30 bottle could feel quite luxurious, again and again and again. But as long as that wasn't the whole raise, you come out ahead without having taken on the big expenses like a new house or new car that truly raise your cost of living. I love this idea of elevating the everyday. We interact with certain objects more often than others, and being happy with them can make a big difference in your life. Start with sleep. Do your sheets feel comfortable? Do you love your pillow? If not, why not? Changing this can make going to bed feel more indulgent, and going to bed earlier is how grown-ups sleep in. Now, how about your shower? Is the water pressure stimulating? We had an issue not long ago with some plumbing problems in my house, and these made the shower water feel more like a trickle than anything appealing. Getting this fixed meant a big boost in happiness. So can really good towels or really nice shampoo. If you buy 4 bottles of shampoo per year, spending $12 on each instead of $3 is only $36 more out the door for something you can celebrate every single morning. That's 10 cents a morning to elevate the everyday. What could be a better bargain than that? You can drink your coffee out of a pleasingly contoured mug. You can drink good coffee. I like real cream. I'd rather skip dessert than start my day with skim milk. If you exercise frequently, stop making do with ratty gym clothes. High-quality socks are still relatively cheap in the grand scheme of treats, and they can make you feel like you're running on air. I also like really nice pens. Someone recently gave me a Cross pen, and while a little detective work finds that some of the company's offerings run into the hundreds of dollars, a standard, really nice pen costs about $25. Scheduling my day in my planner feels downright decadent, writing with such a pen now, versus the free ones I grab from hotels. Now, on some level, a nice pen is indulgent. It's not really necessary, and if money is incredibly tight, life might call for making do. But if you choose to spend, say, 20% of your salary on housing versus the 30% or more some calculators say you could theoretically afford, you can buy a lot of nice pens and still build up savings. And interestingly, there's some evidence that the little stuff adds more pleasure to life than the big stuff. Thanks to the hedonic treadmill effect, we get used to most things in life, good or bad. A new car can make you happy at first, but you're not going to get new cars too frequently, and you'll stop noticing them eventually. Whereas you can buy a fancy coffee every morning, and experience the pleasure again and again. By elevating the everyday, you can buy happiness, and you can get it pretty cheap. So how will you elevate the everyday? What little treat will you splurge on? In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.